Memorial Day is primarily a national holiday where we remember and honor the men and women who have given their lives for this country. In the words of Abraham Lincoln, it is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. It's also fitting and proper for us to observe Memorial Day not only as Americans, but as Christians. There should be no conflict between our loyalty to God and our loyalty to our country, because they are two loyalties that complement each other. God has not given us a life to live as islands. He has given us a life to live where He has planted us, and the old admonition to bloom in that place. And the life the Lord has given us is kind of like a membership. By the hand of God, we are members of a home, a family unit. We are members of a community, and we are members of a nation. Just like being a Christian makes us a member of the body of Christ and of His church. To live as God intended us to live, we have to fulfill our obligations in every one of those memberships that God has given us. Now the question begs to be asked on a morning such as today: how does the Lord intend for us to observe Memorial Day? Now that familiar account from 1 Chronicles, which by the way I have never read in the RSV, teaches us what our right response should be. So let me just give you kind of a highlight of the story. Now King David, he was beat, weary, after a hard battle. He had been battling the Philistines, and he was used up. And he takes refuge with his men near a cave, in a cave near his native town of Bethlehem. Now he's daydreaming, and he's thinking about when he was a young boy, when he didn't have so many complications in his life. And he remembers the town of his youth, and he starts thinking, but this town is now occupied by the enemy. And he laments, and he laments out loud. And he says, oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. Now, he doesn't have any idea how devoted his soldiers are to him. I'm thinking that he just didn't realize it. Hardly does he say these words when three, and they're called heroic, when three of his heroic soldiers break through enemy lines, enemies all around him, break through enemy lines, and they go to Bethlehem, which is in enemy territory, and they get water from this well. And they bring this water back to David so that he can have this drink that he has just wistfully talked about. They were loyal to him. They loved him. They wanted to bless him. Now David takes the water from their hands, but scripture tells us he would not drink it. And he poured it out on the ground as a thank offering to the Lord. And he said, far be it from me before my God that I should drink this. Shall I drink the lifeblood of these men because at the risk of their lives they have brought it to me? You see, water bought at the price of a willingness to make such a great sacrifice, it was too costly a drink for him to drink personally. And he knew that this water was so valuable because his soldiers had risked their lives to get it, that David knew that only the Lord deserved it. It was too expensive a gift for him. The only use of this valuable gift was to pour it out as a thank offering to the Lord. I have to wonder what the soldiers thought about that. But it was a teaching moment, wasn't it? So here is the correct response to our freedom. So precious, so valuable, and bought at such a high price that it should be offered to the Lord in thanksgiving and praise. And I'm thinking David's actions should make us mindful of the sacrifices that have been made for us. And it should move us to dedicate the results of those sacrifices to the Lord. And that's our proper response as Christians as we try to celebrate this Memorial Day in a way that honors Him. Now, those of you who know me know that I am a crazy history buff. And in the history of our nation, no one expressed this godly response to Memorial Day better than, you guessed it, Abraham Lincoln. Gettysburg. And three thoughts from his address, I think, deserve to be underscored this morning. The first one is our appreciation of such a great heritage. Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. The land that we inherited from our founding fathers is a land of liberty and equality. And the flag that they lifted over it is a flag that stands for freedom of thought and of speech and of conscience and of worship. And it represents the right of every citizen to enjoy these freedoms of equal opportunity to make the most of all of our God-given capacities. Our founding fathers accepted this liberty and this equality as a sacred trust from the hand of God. They recognized it for what it was and taught us to praise the power that has made and preserved us as a nation. Now here is a question I just want to ask you. Are we worthy to receive such a valuable gift? Do we prize this gift in such a way that we constantly thank God for it? You know, we could have been born anywhere on this planet. Do we appreciate the amazing privilege of American citizenship, and do we make responsible and constructive use of it? Now, we Americans of the 21st century, we tend to take our freedom for granted. We need to recover this reverent appreciation of that freedom that our founding fathers had and that Lincoln had. Now, the second thought from Lincoln is the acknowledgement of the price that has been paid for this heritage. We remember those who, as it has been quoted before, gave the last full measure of devotion and who gave their lives that the nation might live. And Memorial Day calls us to pay our respects to brave men and women, living and dead, who have fought to preserve our nation. But in doing that, we are moved to count the cost of our heritage in terms of the lives of dads and moms and sons and daughters and widows and orphans. You know, the things that we value most in life are the things that cost us the most. Have you ever noticed that? Our American way of life has been purchased at a very high price, and it is likely to get a lot more expensive in the future. We say thank you today to all the men and women who, like the brave men, the heroic men of David in 1 Chronicles, they have placed their life in jeopardy for us. And we honor those who are now serving in the armed forces of our country. And we remember gratefully the veterans of the wars of yesterday who responded to their country's call in an hour of danger. But if we have caught the vision of Memorial Day, we will see more than parades this weekend. If we have caught the vision of Memorial Day, we will see invisible parades of heroes marching from Valley Forge and Gettysburg, as well as Iraq and Afghanistan. soldiers whose selfless devotion has watered this soil on which we live free. You know, when the train buried the body of Abraham Lincoln, got to its final resting place, before it got there, it stopped at a railroad station in Albany. Crowds were gathered, everybody wanted to get their last glimpse of the president. A poor black woman, it is said, lifted her little boy above the crowd and said, "Son, take a long look. He died for you." In the same way, we take a long look and we view with reverent respect all those whose lives are the price of the freedom that we now enjoy. Now, the third thought from Lincoln is the task of preserving this heritage. The great president asks us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work of past heroes. Lincoln pleaded all those years ago that from the honored dead we take increased devotion to the cause of responsible freedom, and that we highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, so that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. Today we have wars raging on several fronts. And we have an unconventional war that we have yet to understand. But we can't help be haunted by this nagging question: are those who are dying, dying for a lasting purpose? And the question should shake us out of our complacency. And that question should wake us up and should cause us to dedicate ourselves to the unfinished work that is before us. The question should challenge us to get our own house in order. And then we will have a new birth of freedom. And the vision that Lincoln put forth in another very, very famous address will be fulfilled. "With malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations." You know, when my dad was 17 years old, he lied about his age and he joined the Army Air Corps. Dad's going to be 90 soon, so you know how long ago that was. And 15 years ago, I found a poem that I sent to him, and I'm really going to try to get through it. It's called "Thank You, Dad." Let me see where my clean is. "Thank you, dear Dad, for answering the call. Your bravery in World War II helped America stand tall. My generation doesn't understand what your generation did for our land. How you left mere boys of 18 or 17 to go fight in places yet unseen, to experience heart, pain, and fear, and yet you went to fight for everything America held dear. You went without even asking why. You went knowing that you could possibly die. Dear Dad, you should be honored every day. And yet you never mention it. Do you remember it in your heart? Are you proud that you did your part? World War II men possess strengths that my generation doesn't know. Quiet bravery, courage, and unity against a common foe. You were tested in countless ways untold, yet you marched forth in battle proud and bold. You saw stories that are too awful to recall. You saw your fellow soldiers and friends fall. Then you came back, married, raised a family, built a country too, now prosperous and free. Time marched on, steady and true. And now all these years later, we still remember you. You are great-grandfathers now, and your hair is gray. You'll always be our hero, for you led the way to a country where our children play strong and free every day. The trials you endured, the things that you saw, they know not the cost nor the friends that you lost. But we will teach them the lessons you taught with your eyes, and courage and dignity and the will to survive, about the great ideal of democracy, about the price you paid to live in the home of the free. So thank you, Dad. I can't express it enough. I appreciate you for being so tough. Thank you, Dad, for being so strong. Thank you, Dad, for standing up against wrong. You'll always be my hero and America's too. We will always be indebted to you. Thanks for going long ago. Thanks for securing this blessed life I know. Thanks for fighting to keep us free. And thanks for saving the future for me. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, we praise you that you have planted us in this place. And we have been so complacent, and we have not appreciated the gift that you have given us. We pray, Lord, that we would be faithful to preserve the freedoms that cost so much. But more importantly, we offer them to you as a thank offering. You are so good to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Quietly, we'll now recess to the cemetery.
This poem I'm about to read is from made in 2001 by Jessica. It says, you're a third grader at the Academy Elementary School at Madison, Connecticut. It's called Remembering. Red, white, and blue for those we knew who marched off to war. We honor them now and show them how, their bravery we can't ignore. Heroes of war, they were so much more, father and brother and friend. Flags at half-mast for those of the past to whom our gratitude we send. We place flowers on the graves of those who were brave. We salute them far and wide, seeing poppies galore while our hearts soar, remembering proudly those who have died.
This is a poem written by Roger B. Robichaud. I stand before you. I stand before you all today, but not one eye can see my way. Excuse me. My time arrived to leave this earth, a fact so planned to every birth. It happened where I had to go. My torch for life was so aglow. I transferred while in uniform, protecting freedom through a storm. Should I resent I died for you? Not my life, red, white, and blue. Please help my family through each day. Tell all my friends, try not to stray. And of the country I did love, do think of me through God above. Your memories brought forth this day. Send love to us who could not stay.
To our veterans. It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. It is the veteran who salutes the flag. It is the veteran who serves under the flag. Grant them eternal rest, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. Amen. On this Memorial Day, let us be proud of our men and women in their service, no matter where they serve. God bless America.
Heal our land. If my people will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin. I will hear from heaven and heal their land. Lord, heal our land. Father, heal our land. Hear our cry and turn our nation back to you. Lord, heal our land. Hear us, O Lord, and heal our land. Forgive our sin and heal our broken land. Lord, we bow our knee, we humble ourselves and pray. Lord, we seek your face, we humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways. Father, in your mercy, forgive our sin. Father, in your mercy, come heal our land. Lord, heal our land. Father, heal our land. Hear our cry and turn our nation back to you. Lord, heal our land. Hear us, O Lord, and heal our land. Forgive our sin and heal our broken land. O beautiful for men of faith who founded this great land, proclaimed for us in God we trust and held to God's strong hand. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. Till lives confess his righteousness from sea to shining sea. Heal our land. Father, heal our broken land.
Please draw your attention to the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.